comment on anything you hear on the show, text the Empire at 877-931-4TNT. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The latest Gen Z dating buzzword is all about putting down the rule book and seeing what happens.
Gen Z again. It's what, like 90, 97?
Mid-90s to about 2010.
Right.
Double. So, wildflowering, the trend encourages singles to let romance grow naturally. No labels, no timelines, no pressure, no labels. That's why we call it wildflowering. Every generation thinks they've invented something new when it's all the same. We've all been doing the same thing throughout history.
Exactly.
And we put little different words on it to make us feel like we're different than that generation.
Right. Wildflowering.
Yeah. And previous to this, it was just called casual sex.
Yeah. And I don't know what it was called.
Whoring around.
Previous to that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you're not calling yourself, you're not boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever. It's just like, we'll just see where what happens.
Right, we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, the boyfriend
is not a new concept.
No,
you did not invent this. We did not invent this.
No, nobody did.
It's been going on for centuries. You just didn't have a word for it.
Well, back in the day, you just walk over to the farm and ask if she's old enough, and you start hanging out with her. but that was the 1800s. It was a little different then, I'm sure. But you're right. In modern dating, since probably the mid last century, 40s on, 30s on, that kind of stuff. It was just, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I mean, didn't we all start out with, let's see where this goes?
Yeah, but I think at times there was pressure from one side or the other to, is this consensual,
Yeah.
I had a buddy of mine, and they're still together, still married. We were joking about this the other, just a couple weeks back with him and his wife. I was in their wedding years ago, but they were only dating a couple, maybe a month or so, and this was a long time ago. And she wanted to know where it was going, like seriously what was going. So he was at the point where he was still just kind of hanging out, doing other things. Not with other women, just kind of enjoying his bachelorhood. And he goes, I don't want to ever lose you, so I guess we should make this serious. And then he went to the bathroom, and he told me the story. He told me the story in front of her, actually. And then he just splashed water on his face and said, what the hell did I just do? And they got married. He got engaged soon after that and got married. They had a couple of kids, and they're still together. But it's one of those situations where he thought, she faced him like, the worst is gone. He had to ask her to get off the pot after maybe 2 months.
Oh, that's too quick.
Yeah.
That is kind of quick.
Yeah, I was not happy at the time because he was my wingman. And I was his wingman a lot too, so I was pissed off he got married. Yeah, but whatever. They're cool. They're my best friends to this day. So, so that's right. Some people would probably push people on a date to do that.
Yeah, I think that's happened a lot in times. One side or the other decides they want to know, what are we? What is this? And then the other side's like,
is this consensual?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I thought we were just banging.
Yeah, once again, is this consensual? Well, you said yes, right? Your legs opened.
Let me pull up the latest.
You got to ask that before.
The relationship that's the advice key. Subreddit. This is a good example here. My boyfriend, 39, and I, 31, this is a woman, have been together for 3.5 years. He has never told me he loves me.
Whoa.
So what do you think the commenters told her to do?
Run.
Dump his ass, right?
Yeah. Dump his ass, run.
That's always the advice.
Did you ever say, I love this, as he's humping her?
Right. Generally, that's the advice that Redditors, commenters give on the relationship advice.
Reddit.
If he hasn't said, I love you in 3.5 years, I would question whether he thinks that's his girlfriend. Is this a one-sided thing? She thinks that's her boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe he's just afraid to say it,
3.5 years?
Oh, I'm with you, but you should have said it.
Even commitment phobes will say that in 3.5 years.
Just say if you don't mean it.
No.
Whatever, man.
She's the placeholder.
Well, that guy might have grown up in an environment where that was not a phrase that was thrown around.
That's true, right?
Yeah. Nobody's really backing up the guy, though, from what I read in the comments.
Well, women are checking in on that for sure. They're freaking pissed, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't. I think Reddit commenters tend to be more men.
Really?
Yeah. I think so, too.
I think trolls on Reddit are mainly dudes.
Well, the trolls are, for sure.
Apparently, this guy had a traumatic childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some daycare incident
right.
or something like that.
Or have something to do with McDonald's and a gay dad.
Right. McDonald's and
now
a gay dad.
Now he can't say I love you.
He's got trouble opening up. Has to do everything alone. But he was in an 8-year relationship prior to her. And he told her that he loved her.
Well, maybe he must have loved her.
She found
what's he only in his 20s?
Some cards. No, this guy's 39.
Oh, 39. Yeah. Well, he doesn't.
And she's 31. Yeah. And yeah, obviously. He doesn't want to have much to do with her.
No.
No, it doesn't sound like
he's
still
serious. Together, right?
Okay. Yeah. 2.5 years.
3.5.
Yeah.
You said 3.5. That's a long time to not even just say I love you.
Yeah, been together for 3.5 years.
I get not moving in or not, yeah. You know, I mean, that's understandable, but.
There better be sex, too, at that age.
Well, yeah.
Or any age.
Obviously.
Well, not any age.
And we're back to the daycare.
Yeah. Well, that was sex.
At any age.
I guess it was. So technically.
But let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just keeping it casual.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits, whatever.
Yeah. But no labels.
Right.
We're too cool to label things, but we'll call it wildflowering. Wait, that's a label.
Ah. But you're not labeling the relationship there. Yeah. You're just labeling the tactic.
I guess.
You know. They're talking about not putting
How
labels
about deflowering?
On the
relationship. They should call it that if you're banging her.
Yeah. I guess so.
Isn't that the term?
We all went through the discussion. Yeah. Like, you know, I guess I just needed a point of reference.
Yeah.
When I was with Chris, it's like, can I call you my girlfriend?
Right.
And,
right.
And yeah, we did. I did. Because I couldn't think of a better term.
No.
Life partner.
Yeah, is that you?
When you say girlfriend and boyfriend, it's I mean, people still say it, but it's, yeah, but it's weird. Sometimes.
It sounds like adults going steady.
It does. Yeah. It does. It does.
It's from a guy who's been referring to somebody as his girlfriend recently.
I have, and I shouldn't do that.
Well, she
is my girlfriend.
Yeah, well,
but it sounds right. Weird. It sounds weird.
It's even weirder when they're in their 70s.
Right.
My mother-in-law's had a boyfriend for the last few years, and it's just weird.
Well, maybe it's just friends with benefits, man.
No, they.
Well, that's sex. No,
you think they're knocking it out?
I think there's boyfriend, girlfriend.
You brought it up, Puss. You threw it out there, man. We didn't ask.
You knew right where this was going.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's the terminology is even weirder at that age.
I feel like you're avoiding the question.
Yeah, I think you are,
you
too.
Think?
Yeah.
I learned it by watching you, Nick.
How old are they?
On the 70s.
Almost 80.
Oh, he's cracking.
Yeah, he
he's
is.
He's cracking that. Right.
Cracking hips and asses.
But what's a better term?
I know cracking hips and ass.
You think the boyfriend girlfriend is just for young people, but you know
they're right.
But nobody can come up with anything better.
I know what to say. I think partner's fine.
We're a couple.
I think we're a couple, or this is my partner. But once again, if you're a business partner, like you and I have to say,
yeah.
This is my partner. No, we're not gay, at least not right now.
No, but I've heard
not currently.
A lot of people who are 30 something refer to their significant other.
As partners.
As a partner.
Yeah, I like the word partner. I think that sounds better than boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, but Ludacris asked in a song once, he's like, is that your girl, your wife, or your main bitch?
And I've also learned to ask these people.
I like that.
Yeah,
since main bitch is nice, man.
My gaydar is horrible.
Right.
You know, so is your partner a man or a woman? Because I've asked...
you asked a total gay guy.
Any number of comedians here who are obviously gay.
Obviously.
Yeah. So you got
swishing.
You got a wife.
They danced in here.
No, I like wieners. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't pick up on
that. Yeah,
Joe Dombrowski.
Joe Dombrowski, he was more flamboyant than Mark. He was crazy, crazy gay.
I believe his response started with, honey.
Yeah. Honey.
Yeah.
Bitch. Yeah, that was great, because I was looking through the screen right here. I said, oh, my God, Todd, I know that dude's gay. What's up with Todd? I think Todd was just trying to be polite, but this is too obvious, man.
Yeah, it's just that.
Oh, yeah, it's probably the other way around. Hey, what's the dude's name you're dating? Honey, I'm not gay. And yeah, you are. That was Dombrowski, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
He's funny. I like that dude.
He's a good dude.
He's fun in the studio, too.
I had to bleep him like 9 times.
Your gaydar was bad that day.
Matthew has a question here, and I can't answer this because, you know, everything I know is in that little Reddit paragraph. Mm. Does she say, I love you? And does he just respond with, no, thanks? Or give her a thumbs up?
Sounds to me like she's been waiting for him to say it first, and he just never has.
Well, that happens in anybody's relationship. The first time somebody says, I love you, sometimes the other person doesn't say it back right away. Yeah, you're pretty cool, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, people have had to say that.
I love you. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right back at you.
Yeah. Back at you, main bitch.
Ditto.
I was going to ask you to be my main bitch.
Yeah, but I think back at you or ditto imply there's an I love you coming back, and I don't think that you want to do that if you're not.
Yeah, but
that's
a really lame way of doing it. So if you say ditto, you didn't say I love you back.
No, but
not
you,
your first
you kinda
time.
Kind of did.
Not your first time. I think there's plausible deniability when you'd say ditto. You know, I thought you said no. I said ditto. Like yeah, you. I know you love me. Yeah.
That's like a little finger gun.
That's why you got to hedge your bet in that instance and say, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Oh.
No. There you go.
Oh, I did that back in the day.
There's relationship gray area.
I did that. I did that. That was called the 80s for me. I did that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm falling in love with you.
It wasn't that long ago for me.
Yeah. It's a great one. It's a great way to start, though.
I think it leaves you, first of all,
it doesn't make you vulnerable.
Right.
To say, I love you, you can say, I think I'm falling in love with you. Right.
Yeah.
But it still gives you an exit ramp.
My high school girlfriend said that. I said to my high school girlfriend, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Rejected.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I told my high school girlfriend, I'm thinking of falling in love with her. The one was like in ninth grade when I was in.
Yeah.
And I just said that because I don't know what it meant. I'm just a dumbass high school kid. Yeah. And then she goes, I know I'm falling in love with you. That was her comeback. I thought, this is on the phone.
That's right there.
Yeah. Everybody
thought that their first girlfriend, they were in love with.
That wasn't my first one.
Whatever. High school girlfriends, you always, nobody knew what it meant in high school.
We're talking to people that are still together from high school. So they might.
Well, they figured out along the way. Yeah. But I mean, when they said it first in, sophomore year,
I threw that out there way too early to a girl who's nice enough to have sex with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. And then it turns out that freaks them out, and then they won't have sex with you again. Right.
You told me that.
You think men or women are more likely to fall in love with the first person they have sex with? I've seen it happen.
I think it's both.
Throughout my life. And I don't know.
I think it's even.
Yeah.
I think it's even.
Depends on how desperate they were beforehand.
Nick fell in love with that chick. And then she wouldn't have sex with you ever again.
Well, she was like, "Whoa, okay."
Was it right after love you?
No, it was. Looking back, it's probably a situation where I might have been able to get laid again.
Again,
but I threw that out there and
gone.
Then I went home. Then I left.
Yeah, main bitch out the door.
That guy's clean.
Then she left you. She broke up with you.
Well, we weren't even a couple. We weren't even together.
Hey, but you had sex, right?
Yeah. She was just a fun girl.
Yeah.
I love that you love me.
That's
from Corey. And he says it's a total cop-out. And it is.
I love that you love me. Try that today, kids.
I love that for you.
When you said that, Nick,
I love that for you is even better. That's even better. I love that for you.
When you said that, Nick, could you just instantly see the regret of her choices on her face? Like,
she was like, I thought you were like... cooler than this.
Yeah.
No. I've made some poor decisions tonight, haven't I?
I always thought you were cooler than
He's
that,
like,
too.
Oh, no, this dweeb loves me.
I'm out the door. Come on back. That's funny.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.